It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell him I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me? The Dalai Lama himself. So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and producer Ann with us today. Richard should be joining us momentarily. This is, in my opinion, our funnest hour of the week.
It always gets a little weird, doesn't it?
It's fun. It's a blast.
Yeah, it is fun.
And all of you, I think, for the most part, I think the majority of you enjoy this as well. You, let me just say this. We get more text messages in this hour than any other hour of the week.
Yes, we do.
Do we not, Ann?
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
It's a blast.
You wanted me to do something one time. I said, no, I can't because I got to listen to this hour.
I put this question, and you know, I put this question out on Facebook.
Right.
I've gotten a lot of answers because let's face it, John, we're talking about hunks and hotties.
This is an easy
this
one.
Week.
Yep.
Yeah, it is an easy one. And here's why. We think of Hollywood. We think of a lot of things. Yes, we think of the politics. They drive us nuts. One of the things we really think about is that these are the beautiful people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not all actors are the beautiful people. I understand that. Some of the best ones aren't. But we think about these are the beautiful people, and not only are they beautiful, but they are portrayed in the best possible lighting, the best possible makeup, the best possible outfits, the
True.
Best possible settings, everything. They are everything that we wish we could be at our very best. See, it's not going to be hard to come up with the hunks. Why? All you got to do is think about, well, what guys do I wish I looked like?
Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Jason Momoa. There you go. Yeah, yeah. You know, it could be the really muscled up guys.
That
or
long,
just be the
flowing
real...
hair, the muscles.
Yes. You know, and so what I kind of, but when you talk about, you know, who are the hottest ladies, who are the hotties, who are the most, you know, handsome men and all this, even in the land of the beautiful, there are those that people think are even the most beautiful of the beautiful. The best looking of the best looking. And that's pretty impressive when you think about it.
Or in my case, you think of some of them and think, oh, but their politics stinks. So they go to the bottom of the list.
Yeah. There are those.
It's hard to filter that out.
It is for me.
No, but honestly, that's true because, you know, there's somebody who maybe they have horrible politics, or maybe they're just rotten in other
yeah,
ways.
They're just not a good person.
Maybe all you've heard is that nobody can stand them on the
Thank
set.
Thank you. Yes, it's
and
like,
that drives you nuts.
They sink to the bottom.
Exactly.
Yeah, agree.
And so, and somebody in real life, if you know that person, maybe you know somebody at your job, you know somebody somewhere else, and they are very physically beautiful, but you can't stand them, and they become not so beautiful.
Great point. Great point. All right, Richard's going to join us. We're going to do this. We'll take a quick break. As you look to the west, any of you. Storms are pretty bad. Richard's going to get out of a bad spot and into a better spot, and he'll call in. So we're going to let him get through some of this rain and junk that's going on, and then he can call in. If not, we'll get going without him, but he should be able to call us here pretty quickly. So in the meantime, though, American National Insurance is up next. I actually talked to Paul today. He is a great guy. He'll help you with all of your insurance needs. It's a simple phone call. And again, it doesn't matter what you've got going on, home, auto, life, ATVs, RTVs, RVs, you name it, he can insure it. It's 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
All right, and Charlie was asking me, what is an RTV? That is a rough terrain vehicle. Typically, we call them side-by-sides, things like that. Again, that's something Paul can take care of. And by the way, if you want to buy one of those vehicles, you know what? Listen tomorrow morning to Drive Radio with Kurt Rogers as he joins us and talks about how you can use your home to do some of these other things, the equity in your home to do some of these other things. We're going to be at a car show tomorrow, and it'll just dovetail right into that. In the meantime, anything you've got for Kurt, ask him a question. We had him here for an hour yesterday. Great, great, great knowledge is what I should say coming from Kurt, and he gives that away freely. 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush and Richard Rush is on the line right now, together with Ann Muir, and I am Andy Pate. Are you guys ready?
Let's do it.
We're ready.
Round one.
Okay, round one. We got to jump in with the most obvious one. The first man on the planet my wife would leave me for is, of course, Thor.
You're starting out with a man?
Yes.
Okay.
I got to start out with a man to honor. Okay. By the way, can I just reel off the Chris's? I'll just make it all four Chris's. Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, Chris Pine.
Okay.
And yes, she would leave me for all of them equally.
Okay.
All right. This is a little thing I've played before. It is from the Avengers, and it is Thor talking about his brother. Here we go.
I want to know why Loki let us take him. He's not leading an army from here.
I don't think we should be focusing on Loki. That guy's brain is a bag full of cats. You could smell crazy on him.
I've care how you speak. Loki is beyond reason, but he is of Asgard. And he is my brother.
He killed 80 people in 2 days.
He's adopted.
Good line.
Yeah, and by the way, he has really developed great comedic timing. He
that
is a
good.
Funny guy.
That was good.
Yep.
Great
Richard,
clip.
You're
All
up.
Right.
Andy, you're ruining my wife because she was kind of relying on me to be her voice, and that is her person, that is her guy.
Oh, I thought you were
right out.
I thought you were going to say I'm ruining your marriage because you had convinced her.
You might have, Andy.
You were the only good-looking guy on
you
earth.
You might have.
I mean, both of that, but still, regardless, that is her dude. And that basically, if he comes a calling, you know, I'm on the curb, Andy. So
oh yeah,
I had to have mentioned him. So
you and me both, man.
Exactly.
You
well,
guys.
So I'll give you credit. Well, and so I will, as it goes to me, I will give you a credit and just keep with. Well, you know, we like you say, you've got to say the Chris's. So I'm not again. I mentioned Chris Evans last week, so I'm not going to do it this week. I'm going to go with Chris Pine. Of Star Trek fame.
Yeah.
Because, yes, he is an attractive man. And, yes, Dad, we are starting off with men because they're just some pretty...
Are you guys gay? Are you and Andy
right,
secretly
Andy?
Gay? What's going on here?
Hey,
starting off with men, what's the deal?
That, Dad.
Huh?
We have a do not ask, do not tell policy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see. The gayness has finally come to Rush to Reason.
There you have it.
And let me just tell you, you're going to hear from my lawyer.
Absolutely.
His name is Chris.
Class action.
Oh, jeez. You guys. Okay.
I mean, his name's Pat.
So is that it? Is that it? That's your person?
Yes, that's my person.
Chris Pine, by the way, is really funny. My gosh, is he funny as Captain Kirk or what?
Okay.
Hilarious.
And you, another guy.
Oh, yeah, I only have guys. I don't do any of the gals. I got three guys that can do the gals. So.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, so my ultimate favorite is Kevin Costner.
Oh, he's on the list.
He is my absolute favorite.
Oh, I would put him.
What?
I would have put him, too. Man, in Yellowstone, he's kind of like the man.
Oh, will you guys let go of Yellowstone?
Oh, you got to watch it, Andy.
It's a TV show.
Doesn't matter. You got to watch it.
It doesn't count.
It doesn't matter.
You're cheating.
Well, he's in all sorts of movies.
Yes, I know he's in all sorts of movies. They're all 3 hours long. I know he's in a lot of movies.
They are. You know, they are long.
Okay, your favorite Kevin Costner movie.
Yellowstone.
What's your favorite Kevin Costner movie ever? Anna.
Mine is For Love of the Game because I love baseball.
Okay.
So I loved watching that, and he pitches a perfect game at the. Oops,
man,
I can't.
There's a lot.
Can't say the end.
I'm going to go with Silverado. I really enjoyed. That's when he was younger, and I also like Field of Dreams.
Andy.
Go ahead.
In honor of you,
yes.
In honor of you, my favorite Kevin Costner movie is Waterworld.
Jeez. Charlie, can we just mute him the rest of the show? No?
No, okay. He won't do that.
Okay, go ahead.
You guys are catching me off guard. Honestly, there's a ton. I don't know. I know this is going to sound weird, but one of my favorite movies that he was in, which is not his normal character, was Mr. Brooks. Where he's the bad guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, I will say this, and Andy, you're gonna hate this, but Dad, I've got to say his best performance of recent is Yellowstone.
I agree.
No, that's probably true.
He is really good in that, and then that character.
He sort of keeps all of that together, basically. I think. The cast is what I'm trying to say.
The show it's a rough. I mean, well. All of the characters and the family, it's really messy and all of that stuff. And he's the guy, even as messy as he is, but as an actor, he pulls all of these different personalities together in, like, the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, John,
so,
you're up.
Andy, you got to watch it. You got to
I got a text message on a couple I'll add here in a moment as well. Okay, there's so many on my list, but they're all female.
Well, that's okay, because I'm going to start. We're going to do females going
around
next. Okay,
top of my list, because she is like the bomb. I like the movie she's in. I know a lot of people don't like her, you know, personally speaking, but she is one of the two at the top of my list, Jennifer Aniston.
I like Jennifer Aniston. Mm. Yeah.
And still looks great for her age, by the way.
Okay, can we just fly in?
Go for it.
Let's go rapid fire here. Okay, one of the most beautiful women ever in Hollywood history has to be Raquel Welch.
Yeah, give you that.
She was gorgeous.
I was going to ask earlier, can we include dead people in this, or do they all have to be alive?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay.
She reset the dial. She really did. Richard, you're up.
All right, I'm going to go with my manly side again, and that's going to be to the Yellowstone ranks, Dad, and go with Rip, Cole Hauser.
That figures. Because somebody just texted me that Rip is a stud.
Yes, he is a stud. And you know he's a stud, too.
That guy is a stud.
Don't let Rip take you to the train station, though.
No, you'd never want to go to the train station if you're in the movie Yellowstone, Andy. Ever.
I won't.
You just don't go to the train station ever.
And you're up next.
Okay. I know my mom. These are, can I do two at a time?
Sure.
Okay. This is for my mom, and I know you're listening. And her two favorite actors is William Shatner from Star Trek and then Patrick Stewart, Jean-Luc Picard on Star Trek.
Shatner and who else?
Patrick Stewart. He plays Jean-Luc Picard. And I will tell you this little
story. Has anyone ever been as classy looking as Jean-Luc Picard?
No.
I mean, wow. Go ahead.
Okay, but the William Shatner thing, you know, because she always saw him in the younger years, and then he started doing the Priceline commercials, and he, like, got a little bigger and didn't look so good. She was devastated to see him. Because he just didn't keep himself up and didn't look as good as when he was younger.
You know, age comes on all of us.
Yeah.
So anyway, just that's how much he means to her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, my next favorite actress, Sandra Bullock.
I knew you would say Sandra Bullock. You always go off on her.
Yep.
She was terrific. Miss Congeniality. She's got it all put together. Miss Congeniality. She just killed me.
Yep.
Okay, let me do a new one here. I'm going to go with Zoe Saldana. Who played Gamora in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was also Uhura in Star Trek.
Give you that one, Andy.
She's gorgeous and she's funny. Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with a gal that I think she is obviously very pretty, very beautiful, but very talented, and I've liked a lot of her movies, and she can play a lot of different parts. And I really liked her in the Wolf of Wall Street movie. I just thought she was great there. That's Margot.
Stealing my women!
He dropped out. Was that Margot Robbie?
Yeah, what are you doing, Richard? You're stealing my gals.
That's one of mine, too.
Way to go.
And he can't even, like, defend
the
himself.
Accent.
What's
the
that?
Accent, the Australian accent. It's like Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, Richard. Is there a role that Margot Robbie could not play?
Mm-mm.
I mean, forget the looks. No. She's gorgeous, but forget the looks for a moment. Look at the talent.
Oh, she can go from the Suicide Squad, you
Harley.
Know, Harley Quinn,
yeah.
And then play Jordan Balfour's wife in Wolf of Wall Street and just do it seamlessly.
Yeah, what was the one with the ice skater who clobbered her?
Tanya.
She was incredible in mm-hmm. I, Tanya.
She can play it all. She does well. Got you there. Good
She's
one.
Fantastic. And yeah.
Okay, one of my next favorite ones is Ryan Reynolds. And I especially liked him in The Proposal.
Oh, me
That's
too.
One of my favorite movies, and it has Sandra Bullock in it as well.
Yes.
There you go.
Now, if you want to see Ryan Reynolds when he's a little younger and totally studlied out, because you're a girl...
Studlied out.
I'm going to hold you to this.
All right.
Blade 3, Trinity.
Blade 3, Trinity.
Watch and he that. Is also hilarious in
okay.
it. It's fighting vampires, too.
Somebody texted and said Steve Buscemi is their goal.
We're going to get some of those today.
That's pretty funny, actually.
John C. Reilly.
That's pretty funny.
Go ahead.
Okay, we talked about her actually just recently, so I'm going to pass on that one for a moment because somebody else may pick it up. I don't think somebody will grab this one. This is also another one of my favorite actresses just because of I think she's a decent actress, but she's just got the looks like no tomorrow. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh, yeah. She didn't do many movies, but she's just a beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And actually, she went into a lot of modeling just because of that. She did a lot more modeling, it turned out, than actually acting.
Okay.
All right. Next one, I got to go to one of the guys, and you're going to agree with this because this guy is also very cool. Jason Statham.
Oh,
okay, and I got a little clip here, and this is from The Italian Job. He has got to basically seduce a girl into giving him her shirt. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, and just so you know, the other guy is going to be putting in his words for him.
Okay.
Here you go.
Where are you going?
To work shirt and a service truck.
How does he do that? How do you do that? What are you saying?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Nice to meet you. I'm Handsome Rob. And you are?
Oh, my name's Becky, but it's written on my shirt.
Listen, I'm gonna need your shirt and your truck.
Perfect. I'll give them both to you. Would you like my virginity as well?
If it's on the menu.
Oh, you're so witty. Why don't you take advantage of me?
Yeah, you're not too bright, are you?
No.
Perfect.
That's a great scene.
It is a great scene. It's hilarious. But Jason Statham is as cool, you know, muscled out, the whole thing. He is the guy. I think he's great. And by the way, he's a funny actor, too. Just really enjoy him. Richard, what do you think?
Absolutely, touche. He's in the accent, right, Andy? The accent.
The accent. It's perfect.
Yeah, none of us have that.
What do you got, Richard?
Who else was in Italian?
Wahlberg and a bunch of them.
Yeah. I mean, Mark Wahlberg. You could throw him in there for sure.
Yeah,
a lot of the girls who go for him.
Yeah, the like you said, the nasty guy. Okay, anyway. All right. So I actually asked my wife, and I agree with her. I forgot about this one. And Dad, I think this girl will be on your list. But that's going to be Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot.
Oh, she's not on my list, but I forgot it. Yeah.
Right? Nice. She's from Israel, I believe.
Yep.
Yes,
is
she
kind
is.
Which is sacrilegious since I'm Lebanese. But hey, she's beautiful, gorgeous, and she can do a pretty good job at acting. So I will give her credit in both ways.
Yeah, good
one. Lebanese know what a good-looking girl looks like. Absolutely, it's fine.
Yes, we do, Andy.
Richard would know.
Anne, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to go with an easy one here. I am going to say Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, that's an easy one.
It's an easy one.
All right, all right, all right.
Somewhere out there, my wife is applauding.
There you go.
Just so you know.
Okay. I don't know. You'll have
Speaking
to put in his
University
last name
of
in.
Texas,
Speaking of what?
What I was listening to, Dad, before. The University of Texas in Oklahoma, since he's part of the University of Texas,
right.
And they're going to the SEC. We'll have to talk about that on Monday more.
Okay.
The craziness is going on in college football.
Okay, really quick here, back to Matthew McConaughey. Favorite movie of his? I got mine. It's easy. U571.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That's really good. I like Failure to Launch, too.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Okay. John, you just want to do the next person?
I hope I say her last name correctly, but Mila Kunis? Kunis?
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis. Okay. She was in Bad Moms and all.
Oh, yeah. She's also one of the voices on The Simpsons.
Oh, she is? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I don't watch The Simpsons, but... Oh, that's right. That's we talked about that last week. Yeah, that's right, Charlie. Okay.
Okay, let's get back to the women. I've got one of the most beautiful women of all time. She was with Cary Grant in the movie Houseboat, Sophia Loren.
Good one.
And Sophia Loren would have been gorgeous in any age, at any time, anywhere, anyhow, any setting. Just gorgeous. Okay, Richard.
I have to do this one because we have to have one of the women from Austin Powers. And
yes!
That is a lady who's almost 60, and that's Elizabeth Hurley.
Hey,
baby.
And so with Austin, you know, and Mike Myers, which he's another gorgeous human being, right, Andy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby, yeah.
You guys.
By the way, would we all agree that Austin Powers is the most gorgeous man who ever lived?
Only when he's fat.
Absolutely.
Bastard.
Not Dr. Evil?
No. Get in my belly.
Get in my belly,
all right, and you're next.
Little man.
Okay, I'm going to go with Bradley Cooper, American Sniper.
Oh, somebody just texted that one. Mm-hmm. Only they texted it from A Star Is Born.
That was good, too. And he was good in The Hangover.
He's hilarious.
Did you see him in The A-Team?
No.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I have a clip from that.
Go ahead. Okay, play it, yep. Yeah.
It's just him. Okay. He gets captured.
Army intelligence.
Who's that?
You, man. Not so intelligent because you're stuck in some tires, man.
I'm happy. Doesn't get any better than this, right? I'm living the dream.
You are. Oh! Good morning.
Hey,
it's
good morning, man. Now it's a party.
Is that your best shot?
In a few minutes.
The guy says, you know, you shouldn't have slept. If you're trying to infiltrate my organization, you shouldn't have slept with my wife. And he's just like, yeah, I'm sorry, but she's just so hot.
Oh, so bad.
But his sexiest role, I think we all have to agree, was Rocket from Guardians of the Galaxy. He was the voice of Rocket. Gosh, he was funny, by the way.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
He was hilarious.
Yeah, good one.
Okay, John.
Jennifer Garner.
Oh, yeah.
She's a hottie.
She is a hottie. She's an absolute hottie.
Yeah,
and she's funny, too.
And she's, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't hear a lot of her on the political scene.
No. No, you do not.
Which is good.
Which is very
To me, that's a better check mark even next to her name because of that.
You want to go to break?
Yeah,
come
let's
back?
Take a break. We'll come right back. We'll keep going. We'll do a few more rounds, so don't worry. Keep texting, by the way, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. 8222, and somebody else mentioned real quick before I close this out, Richard Gere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The guy was so cool. He was walking cool.
Favorite movie of his real quick, by the way, before we go to break.
Pretty Woman.
That would be mine. Officer and a Gentleman was good.
That's a good one, too.
Yep.
Runaway Bride.
Oh, that's
another good one,
same
too.
Same pairing.
Yeah.
All right, Roof Max is up next. Dave Hart, by the way, he texted me today, or sent me a message today. And a lot of you, I think, again, there's tons of misconception when it comes to your roof and turning it in on insurance. And here's what the insurance company can do. And he found this today. He was actually meeting with somebody today on their roof. They had let it go so long, normal maintenance, I should say, that by the time the roof needs replaced, there's no other need for replacement besides the fact it's just plain worn out. It wasn't hail. It wasn't wind damage. There wasn't any issues like that. It's just old. And the person, this particular client hadn't done proper maintenance. If that's the case, guess what the adjuster is going to tell you? We ain't paying for it. The insurance company will not pay for regular wear and tear on anything. It's not what they do. So you better make sure your roof is maintained. That's what Dave Hart does. He'll maintain your roof so that when that day comes that you really do need a replacement because of some sort of damage, the insurance company will handle that for you. Call Dave today. Get an inspection and find out how this works. 303-710-6916.
RoofMax is the fountain of youth for your roof. 90% of roofs replaced nationwide no longer need to be replaced, which would drastically reduce the materials in the landfills and resources from our planet to manufacture new shingles. By keeping your shingles in like-new condition, RoofMax is seeing on a national level a huge increase in protection against hail and wind damage. Most shingles these days are only getting 6 to 8 years of life before they start to dry out, lose the protective granules, and experience thermal cracking. With the RoofMax treatment, you can get a lot more life out of your roof. In most cases, RoofMax will add 15 years or more, saving you thousands of dollars and drastically reducing the number of insurance claims, which helps everyone keep insurance premium costs down. Call today at 303-710-6916 to schedule your free roof assessment. And be sure to mention you heard about them on KLZ to receive $100 off your RoofMax treatment.
All right, Gino's Auto Service, and by the way, we talk about this all the time. You got to keep your vehicle maintained. It's just one of those things you do. Like we talked about the roof a moment ago, your car is the same way. Take care of it. Make it last a long time. And right now, that's really your best option because finding another used car is expensive. Finding a new car is almost non-existent. So keep your car running as long as possible. Do that at Geno's. They've got a great AC special going on right now as well. Ask about that when you call 303-794-6700 or ginosautoservice.com, and that's Geno's with a J.
Your vehicle's air conditioner should not put out a musty, mildew-like smell. Cabin filter contaminants can cause allergies and compromise airflow volume. Now is the time to take advantage of Geno's Auto Services Cabin Filter Special. For $189, Geno's will replace your cabin filter, clean the evaporator box, and restore efficiency and clean air in your vehicle. Geno's BG Evaporator Cleaning injects foam into your vehicle's evaporator box, which removes mold, pollen, mildew, dust, and bacteria. Since 1983, the team at Geno's has been serving customers all along the Front Range. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. They're AAA-approved, winner of the Napa Gold Certified Auto Award, and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Check out their excellent Google reviews. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
John Rush will save you money. You hesitate to hire a business coach because you think you can't afford it, but John earns his wages the first year through tax savings alone. He's not an accountant, but he's been in business for himself since 1986 and has learned the hard way by making mistakes and spending too much money on taxes instead of taking full advantage of the tax code. These aren't loopholes. These are legitimate savings built into the tax code that your accountant may not tell you about. For example, vehicles with a GVWR of 6,001 pounds can be completely written off as a business expense. That means you could purchase a truck or SUV for your business anytime from now to December 31st, 2021, and reduce your tax liability for the entire year. Those are dollars you won't have to pay taxes on now. That could mean the difference between taking your family on a vacation or not. Hiring John today will save you thousands. Email John at rushtoreason.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560, and I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Ever Accountable. Pornographers are technically savvy, and they know your weakness. So fight technology with technology. Become Ever Accountable. Go to everaccountable.com/KLZ.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Are you guys ready for a tall Scottish actress?
Sure.
Are you up for that?
Always.
All right. This is a new one. This has been around just a few years from Guardians of the Galaxy and Jumanji, Karen Gillan. Or Gillan. Is it Gillan or Gillan? Not totally sure. She is gorgeous, and she is also funny. Richard, give me your grade. Richard?
Oh, Richard, are you there?
Richard.
Oh, sorry, you got out there. Say it one more time.
Okay, Richard. from Guardians of the Galaxy and Jumanji, Karen Gillan.
Yep.
Oh, yes, I absolutely think she is, because she's kind of the because she's the girl in Jumanji, right? The kind of awkward girl, and then that's who she transforms. Yeah, fantastic. And a great, honestly, kind of a great actress in that film, too. Mm-hmm.
She is funny. Mm-hmm. By the way, she is not short. That is a tall lady. Is she 6 feet? She looks to be.
I don't know, but she did great in that movie.
She's hilarious.
By the way.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with one in honor of, or in response to.
Well, answer is,
You dropped out.
What? Say that again?
Okay. Is that better?
That's better.
Yes, it is.
All right, in honor of Ryan Reynolds, and my wife will attest to this, I have to go with his wife, Blake Lively.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She is.
That works.
She's pretty talented. She got a few weird movies, but
haven't they all?
She's pretty though.
Yeah.
Okay, Ann, you're up.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna go with somebody who is. This would be classically handsome, and I think Christopher Plummer in The Sound of Music, and he was Captain Von Trapp in that movie.
Oh yeah.
But he's got that classic look to him.
Hey, when you make a nun fall in love with you,
you got something.
You got it going on.
You do.
I've never made a nun fall in love with me. Have you, John? No, you have not.
No, but you just gave me an idea for another movie I'm going to put in here.
For a nun falling in love with
you? An actor and an actress both.
All right. Go ahead. You're up.
I'm up. Hang on. I got to remember the names real quick. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to do both of these at the same time. Male and female, because they're in the movie Thornbirds,
okay,
which was a great miniseries. Richard Chamberlain and Rachel Ward. He was the priest.
Oh yes,
fell in love with her. Yeah. So it's kind of the opposite of what you said. That's why I reminded of that movie.
And just so you know, yes, I would leave the priesthood for Rachel Ward.
That was a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Just saying.
Hey, you know what? Can I go back to another tall actress? And this is going back to the 60s.
Sure.
Okay. Did you ever watch the old, and she was in a lot of movies too, but you might know her more from the old Batman corny series. She was Catwoman, Julie Newmar.
Oh, yeah.
Julie Newmar was 6 feet tall and a dancer. And Julie Newmar may be the most gorgeous woman in Hollywood history. I mean, she's got to be top 10.
Well, that's putting her right up there.
Yeah, I mean, she was, and she was funny, too. She was a very funny actress and a heck of a dancer. So there you go.
Good one,
Richard.
Andy. Good one.
All right, I'm going to go with one. And, Dad, I don't know if she's on your list or not, but she was just in a lot of movies that I watched growing up in terms of The Quick and the Dead and several other ones. But Sharon Stone.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Sharon.
Classic.
She was good
Politics
in that.
Politics are awful, but,
and,
you know.
And, yeah, she was great in The Quick and the Dead. I'm, well, pretty good.
And Sharon Stone.
I mean, liked her in The Quick and the Dead. I thought she was really good. Ann, you're up.
Okay, I don't think we mentioned George Clooney yet, have we?
Somebody else did, but that's okay.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead. No, a listener did, but you're fine.
Okay.
Good.
That's
good.
Worth a mention, though.
Yes.
Mr. George Clooney.
Right. Ocean's 11. I mean, that whole thing is all eye candy. Right? The whole movie.
Pretty much.
There you go.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
John, you're up.
All right, I've got an old one. I thought of this earlier when Andy was talking about grumpier old men. And Margaret.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, is there anything better?
Not much.
Literally.
By the way, she could really sing and dance, too.
Well, she was all around.
Crazy
back then,
talent.
They did it all.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it kind of had to because the pay on the keep. Everybody doesn't realize this probably, especially young people. They didn't make a lot of money in movies back then, Andy. They had to do other things.
Yeah.
Right? To make a living.
They did a lot of things.
Because they had to, right?
Oh, yes.
There wasn't these $70 million movie deals back then.
No,
is my
you
point.
Weren't making 20 on one movie.
Exactly.
It wasn't happening.
Exactly.
Okay. We've gone old. We've gone new. Let's go in between here.
Okay.
Remember when the first X-Men movie came out?
Never saw it.
Oh, you never saw the X-Men movies. Mm-hmm. You did, right,
Richard? Did.
Okay. The lady who plays Storm, Halle Berry.
Oh, yeah. She's
on the list.
Yes.
Though.
Yeah. That's,
I wish you guys could see these guys' facial
tongues
expressions.
Falling out of my mouth.
Tongues falling out of our mouths. Exactly.
Yeah, it's Halle Berry. Wasn't she in one of the Austin Powers movies, too?
Yeah. No, no. That wasn't her.
No, that was Beyonce.
Oh, that was Beyonce. Sorry.
Who,
Beyonce.
By the way, you could throw her
you
in there, too.
You could put her in there, too.
Beyonce's not a bad choice, either.
True.
But then
True.
I'm doubling up, and it's Richard's turn. Richard, go ahead.
Yeah, don't be taking this one from me, Andy.
No.
I know you were getting close.
I was.
And that is going to be my man crush of all man crushes, and that is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, he's on my list.
He's on my team.
Yeah, oh, really? So you're giving Andy and I a hard time for who we were mentioning. You were going to mention The Rock.
I had a couple on mine. I had, you know, Momoa, Jason Momoa, you know, big stud dude, long hair, the whole bit.
Who you want to be the mist
who I'd
boy
love to
for.
Be.
You want to be the mist boy.
I'd like, whatever. I'd like to just have that guy shake my hand. Maybe it would rub off a little bit, you know, anything along those lines. And The Rock's the same way. That guy's a stud.
The Rock's the same way.
He's not the best looking guy, but he's
a
stud.
He's a stud.
It doesn't matter when you look like and that, when you're rich and you got that many muscles, it doesn't matter what your face looks like.
And he's in a movie coming out next week. It's good promo, Jungle Cruise.
Oh,
I'm,
well, there
I'm
you
gonna
go.
Be reviewing
Perfect.
That.
Sounds like a good movie.
Are you
by
gonna
the way.
Do it, Andy?
Oh yeah.
Oh, and, well,
I've got my
which,
tickets.
I'm gonna double up and take Andy's. Emily Blunt.
Oh no! You can't take Emily Blunt.
Yes, I did. I just did it.
Are heartless. A Quiet Place, Jungle Cruise, everything she's in. And what did she do with Tom Cruise? Live, repeat, die, remember?
Oh.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Was she awesome in that? Emily Blunt can do, is gorgeous and can act in any role. She's incredible. And now that my heart is broken, go ahead, Ann.
Okay, classic of all classics, James Dean.
Oh, I had him written down.
Whoa, going back in time.
Yeah. But that is every woman in America.
Oh, when I was in college, I had a girlfriend that had his pictures everywhere. I mean, how long ago he had passed away? I mean.
And he was the heartthrob forever.
Mm. Forever.
He wasn't one of the heartthrobs. He was the heartthrob.
Yes,
yeah, absolutely.
The man, yeah.
Go ahead, John.
Oh, I know you guys got me thinking.
Now we got you thinking. Do you want me to throw one out?
Scary.
No, I've got plenty. Jessica Alba.
Well, can't argue with that.
Easy choice, right?
She is a hottie.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do a guy here because I'm going to do a little equal time here. How about, forget the muscles. We've been doing the muscled up ones. How about somebody who's more demure and just cool looking, Pierce Brosnan?
Oh, true.
Good one.
So true.
I mean, and by the way, he was terrific in GoldenEye as James Bond. Richard.
Well, in honor of Emily Blunt that I so ruined your day with, Andy, I do have to, I'll give an ode to my wife and go with his or her husband, I should say, and that's John Krasinski.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd be dumped.
Jim from The Office.
I'd be dumped.
and he's played in some pretty decent movies as well. So, yeah, I'll give you that one.
Okay, Ann.
And he's not bad. And Jack Ryan on Prime, he's pretty good. In-
yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Ann, you're up.
Okay, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, the old Leonardo. Huh?
Leo. King of the world.
He is king of the world.
Bleeding hard lib, but that's okay.
John.
Okay, I'm going to do this one kind of in tandem because we got to take a break here real quick. And Barber's Foods is up next. And Greg Bloom sent this one in.
Okay.
His was Julia Roberts.
Can't argue there.
Okay. Good choice, Greg, by the way. And speaking of Greg, Barber's Foods, anything you need meat-wise, literally, it is the best you will ever meet or the best you'll ever eat. And I will... go one step further, and I know he'll come on here in the next few weeks and talk about the salmon run, which they are most likely getting ready for as we speak, if not out in the boats as we speak. And I ordered some salmon last year out of that run and probably didn't order quite enough of the smoked salmon that he does, because the smoked salmon's great. It comes in little square packages. You can eat it cold or you can warm it up if you want to, but it's a great, delicious snack, and I messed up and didn't buy enough of those. So I'll get some more of those this next go around. But again, anything you need when it comes to meat, Barber's Foods has you covered, and they'll ship, they'll deliver, or you can pick up at the warehouse, however it works best for you. Barbersfoods.com. And by the way, if you don't see something on the website, call and ask. They most likely can get it. Again, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods proudly sells what they feel is the best bratwurst in the nation. Their bratwurst comes from Tim Beeler's fourth-generation pig farm in Iowa, where Tim grows non-GMO-fed Duroc pork, raised without using gestation, crates, or antibiotics. Check out the 5-ounce French-cut loin chops, natural hot dogs, baby back ribs, breakfast sausage links, and garlic pepper bacon at barbersfoods.com. If you're looking for great beef, Barber's Foods carries grain-fed Colorado Angus beef in steaks and burgers and an assortment of Wagyu steaks from Dan Morgan's Wagyu Ranch. These all-natural, restaurant-quality steaks are some of the best you'll ever eat. You can pick up your order at the Denver Warehouse near the National Western Center, or Barber's Foods can drop them off to any Denver metro area address. Go to barbersfoods.com and thank you for supporting the Colorado native farm family that owns Barber's Foods.
All right, up next, Bruce Simmons. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. You may be sitting on a pile of equity. If you're 62 years of age or older, it may apply to you. Bruce can explain it all. He is our professor of reverse mortgages, 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
At Crawford Media Group Denver, we believe that promoting the four excellent radio stations that we have been privileged to work with is an exciting and vitally important responsibility. We are seeking a full-time promotions coordinator for our Denver area radio stations, including Conservative Talk KLZ, Christian Radio KLTT, and Legends Oldies Music KLVZ. This staff member will work with churches, businesses, and local events, both in person and online, to cross-promote. The position will include involvement with on-air promotions and attending events once or twice a month, with working hours that are somewhat flexible. To apply, call 303-481-1800 for the email address to send your resume and cover letter. KLZ Inc. is an equal opportunity employer.
Switch to a different health insurance plan while you still can. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts for help finding the right coverage at the best price. 303-423-0162. Get more without paying more.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Paul, hang tight. We'll come right to you. We'll make a quick round there, and then we'll go around the table as well. But somebody did text us in and said, "Guys, can I send in a write-in candidate, please?"
Let's hear it.
Dan Muir, that chrome dome and those shorty shorts, meow.
Oh, my gosh.
Good one, by the way.
That's funny.
Good one.
I like it.
Good one. All right, Paul, you're next. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to throw out a name, Sean Connery.
Ah.
Oh, that was coming.
Somebody else called that one in as well, so you beat him to it.
And
good
by
job.
The way, Paul, you just mentioned one who ages well, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good one. Good one, Paul. Thanks, man. Good one. That was great. All right, Andy, you're up.
Okay, we're going to go rapid fire, which means if you want, you can do a guy and a girl, and I'm going to. First up, you only need one word, Denzel.
Oh, good one.
I mean, that pretty much says it all. And secondly, the only reason to watch the movie Stealth, Jessica Biel.
She's on my list.
Oh, Andy.
Did I take her from you? You took Emily Blunt. You had it coming. I stole your
apparently
woman.
Apparently, unbelievable.
Go ahead, Richard.
All right, so I'm going to go with one my wife mentioned, and that's Zac Efron. He's not a bad-looking fellow.
No. No pass.
Yeah, my wife mentioned him too.
Yeah, whatever.
There you go. And then and my wife will probably not like me for this one. That's okay. Megan Fox, Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, on my list.
Yes, that's on every red-blooded American male's list.
Yeah. Okay, you're up, Ann.
Okay, Ralph Fiennes, the English Patient.
Who?
Fiennes, did I say that right?
Andrew? Oh, yes.
Yeah, for the English Patient.
Okay.
Heck of a pilot that got hurt.
And Enemy at the Gates, I got to throw that in. John, do you have another?
Katherine Heigl.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see the movie Killers with Ashton Kutcher in it?
I didn't
see
it.
That's really funny.
That's a good movie, actually. I saw that the other day. Yeah, good movie.
Katherine Heigl is a pinup model. So, that'll suffice. Go ahead,
John.
All
right. How about Kate Hudson and Emma Stone?
Two girls. You're supposed to a guy.
Oh, I don't have a guy. Sorry.
Let me help you out here.
I've got one.
Yeah, but it's guys that you would want to be, and I've got one for
there's
you.
There's only one.
Definitely.
There's only one John Rush, Andy. Right. Come on now.
Daniel Craig.
Good answer.
Come on, Daniel Craig. And how about for the girls, Anne Hathaway? You can't argue with that. From Get Smart, she's great.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Richard, you're up.
All right, an ode to my wife, of course her, but as far as male goes, Gerard Butler. And then as far as a female goes, Isla Fisher from Wedding Crashers.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's married to Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh.
Very cool. Very cool. You're up.
I don't think we've mentioned Angelina Jolie, have we?
We have not.
On my list, but no, we have not. Thanks for stealing
perfect
her from me. That's okay.
Facial structure.
Appreciate that.
And then
go
here's
ahead
another
there.
Classic, Clark Gable, Gone with the Wind.
Oh, well, hey. Can't beat
Clark.
That.
Didn't he turn out to be gay?
No, that was the other guy.
Well, that was the other dude. Who was that, Charlie? Rock Hudson.
You're up.
He turned out to be gay. Jill St. John, by the way, somebody called in and said Grace Kelly, Kim Novak, and then, of course, we already had Sean Connery.
And let's say Jill St. John again, just because.
I cannot believe nobody said this one already after the movie last week, Andy. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yes. She's very pretty.
And Selma Hayek.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's a guy and a girl. Hugh Jackman. Gotta have Hugh Jackman, are kidding? And the most beautiful face in Hollywood history, in my opinion, Audrey Hepburn.
Mm. Okay.
Richard, you are up.
It would be remiss if I did not miss or mention this one because you took Chris Hemsworth. I will take his brother, Liam Hemsworth.
There you go.
Who is in Hunger Games as well. Not too bad. And then I'm also going to go with kind of an oldie here. Not oldie, but we haven't mentioned her. She hasn't played in a lot of movies lately. Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Ooh, oh, yes.
Yeah.
I had not gotten to her yet, but oh, yeah.
Good one. Soro. Good answer. Yeah, good answer.
Ann.
Okay, Harrison Ford.
Okay. When he was younger, especially.
Yeah, when he was younger, especially. And then here's a classic, too.
Especially.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis! Elvis has left the building. Yep. All right, I've got two. Penelope Cruz and Robert Downey Jr. So I did throw a guy in.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, Andy. And I'm not gay.
Can you believe we didn't mention Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, she didn't act that much, did she?
Yes, she was in a lot of movies.
All right, somebody said real quick, June Allison and Gretchen Mol.
Oh, Gretchen Mol.
Who are they?
Oh, I don't know June Allison, but Gretchen Mol was, them.
Oh, the Lassie age, Charlie said. I'll have to go back in time and remember that one.
Yeah, you can look up Gretchen Mol.
Okay, all right, we've got... hurry up. We got a really quick. We got 1 minute. So you got to go quick, Andy.
Oh, I thought we were done. Okay. Kate Beckinsale from a lot of movies anyway. She's my favorite. And how about from Wayne's World, Tia Carrere?
Okay. Ann?
Okay. He is a little goofy on the outside, but his movies are great. That'd be Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah. All right. Richard, you're last.
All right. Paul Walker, may he rest in peace. And Carrie Underwood, even though she doesn't really act a whole lot, but. Sunday Night Football counts.
Hey, it counts.
Yeah,
it
you guys
counts.
You guys are getting a little weak on that one, but whatever. all right, I have Jamie Presley because she's just good looking, and Charlize Theron.
Oh, Charlize Theron. Hey, really quick, how about this? 10.
Oh, Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
I forgot about her.
Who, by the way, Republican.
I forgot about Bo. Oh, yeah. All right, Richard, we'll let you go. Good one, man. All right. Talk to you Monday. All right. Have a good weekend. All right, that's it for this particular segment. We'll do a commercial, come right back. Don't forget, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Right now they have got their free, literally free, Absolute Advantage membership that you can get. It's a $329 value. All you have to do is text KLZ to 720-381-1767. You got to do it quickly. KLZ and your name to 720-381-1767.
Call for an AC estimate? Get only an AC estimate. Anytime an HVAC technician tries to upsell you during your estimate, that's not a technician. That's a salesperson. You watch. Later on, a completely different person will come over to install your unit. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air will not send a salesperson to your house. Your first appointment will be with the technician who installs the unit. Their goal is to give you the service you called for, not convince you to spend more money. The entire team at Absolute Electrical Heating and Air meets for training every Tuesday, and they hear the same message each week. Their job is to make the customer's home more comfortable. You called because you wanted cooler, cleaner air in your house. So, that's what you'll get. Your Absolute Electrical Heating and Air technician will give you three pricing options for the only service you requested. Air conditioning. Call 720-526-0231 now and get what you called for.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Okay, Rush to Reason, let's go rapid fire here. Grace Kelly. Okay. Natalie Wood, Liv Tyler, Cameron Diaz, Ingrid Bergman, Elizabeth Taylor and all her husbands, Kim Basinger, Nicole Kidman, Rachel Wise.
No, Nicole Kidman, nope.
Anna Taylor-Joy, Anna Kendrick, Emma Stone, and Lucy Liu.
All right, that's it, guys. We're
Kate
done.
Winslet.
Oh, Kate Winslet.
Kate Winslet.
That's another, that's a downer for me. All right, guys, that's it. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll be at Alprino Foods for a great car show. We'll be live there. It'll be Fix It Radio and Drive Radio. Follow it up after Fix It Radio. So we'll be there till about 1, 1.30-ish or so. So come by and say hi. Otherwise, have a great weekend. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.